الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him. We seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. A continuation of our series about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna. Today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at-Tawwab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, created man and endued him with an intelligent mind. He, glory to him, created the universe to bespeak his beautiful divine names and attributes. In addition to the mind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, gave man a pure original nature and provided him with divine revelation, the divine laws and legislations. He also implanted in man lusts and desires and granted him power to fulfill his desires and needs. Then he left it up to him to make his own choice and to do whatever he liked. In the end, when man passes away, he goes either to paradise or to hellfire. In this case, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with man with justice. But if man intends to do something wrong or sinful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, sometimes admonishes him, sometimes inspires him, sometimes frightens him, sometimes strengthens his livelihood for him, sometimes threatens him, sometimes reassures him, sometimes allows him to accompany righteous people. This means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, helps man to be of the people of the paradise. In this case, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Now, how can we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, At-Tawwab, the oft returning? In fact, we have to start from Allah's divine mercy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a clear mind and a free will whereby we make our own choices in life. He implants in us desires and creates for us the universe, which bespeaks his divine names and attributes. He gave us power and a noble, pure human original nature. He also sent his prophets and messengers with his divine revelation. Then he informed us, whosoever does good, righteous work, it is for the benefit of his own self. And whosoever does evil, it is but against his own self. And your Lord is not at all unjust to his slaves. This is Allah's divine justice. But his divine mercy is substituted by his being all the time with you, watching all your movements and actions, watching all your intentions and ambitions, watching your entire secrecy and publicity, watching all your attitudes and reactions, watching all your affairs and matters. In each and every affair, he is with you. In return to each and every reaction on your part toward him, he encounters you with convenient one on his part. If you turn away from him, he punishes you. If you turn to him, he manifests his divine beauty to you. If you transgress against other fellow humans, he deters you. And if you do well to other fellow humans, he rewards you. In other words, due to Allah's divine mercy upon you, he follows up minute by minute all of your attitudes and actions, intentions and ambitions, and all of your affairs and issues. In the process of calling for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his religion, there are preachers and educators. A preacher delivers a speech or an oration and then leaves. He does not care whether people understand or not, have received admonitions or not. He does not care who attends and who does not, and who applies what he receives or who don't. He is a mere preacher. That's someone who delivers a speech and leaves. But an educator is someone who does not only deliver speeches, but also follows up all the affairs and conditions of his disciples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine name, At-Tawwab, the oft-forgiving, means he takes care of his slaves and follows up their affairs in order to qualify them for his paradise. He keeps them under his divine observation, care and protection, and he settles account with them for each and everything they intend or do. If you dare earn money illegally, he destroys it, or 10 times greater than it for you. That's he deters you. If you dare transgress against the rights of other fellow humans, he causes you to be miserable, afflicts you with trouble and problems, and then he reminds you that such hardship is only for the sinful deeds that you have done. In other words, the issue of repentance should be looked upon from the viewpoint of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Tawwab, oft returning, in the sense that he breeds his slaves so as to make them worthy of honor in the life of this present world and his paradise in the hereafter. In fact, the starting point of Allah's beautiful name, At-Tawwab, the oft returning, is that he deals with his slaves by virtue and his infinite divine mercy. For if he dealt with them by virtue of his justice, they would all be deservedly ruined. Now, the word Tawwab is an emphatic noun that means that Allah is oft returning to his slaves, in the sense that often and often he turns to his slaves and accepts their repentance, no matter how grievous or numerous their sins might be. Also, it might mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most gracious, very often turns to his slaves with his divine favors and graces, and with his divine forgiveness and mercy. Assert the delicate meanings of Allah's name, Tawwab, can be derived from this Quranic verse, the meanings. Then he, Allah, turned to them so that they might repent. Certainly, Allah is oft returning, most merciful. Now, what does the clause, he, Allah, turned to them? It means that he afflicts them with hardships and problems, then drive them to turn to him with repentance. For he would not be tawwab of returning to his slaves if he were to leave them unheeded. That he gave them good health, lots of wealth and property, lots of rain and beautiful dwellings, while they were deeply indulged in their own lusty, indecent desires and perishable mundane pleasures and enjoyments. If they repent, I am their love. But if they do not repent, I am their physician. I afflict them with misfortunes in order to purify them from sins and defects. Then he turned to them so that they might repent. This Quranic verse, which is then the meaning, then he turned to them so that they might repent, is the most beautiful in this context. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oft returning, afflicts his slaves with hardships and misfortunes that drive them to turn to him with sincere repentance and truthful devotion. So, who is the real hero? It is simply someone who turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, Most Gracious, out of his own free will, while he or she is well off and in good health. Such is real heroism. So try to be a hero. Of course, after a sin has been committed, repentance is acceptable and welcomed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oft returning, blesses those who repent after having committed a sinful deed and after having been visited by a misfortune. But it is wiser and more adequate for man to know the Lord in times of weal and not in times of woe. Therefore, the second meaning of Allah's beautiful name, At-Tawwab, the oft returning, is that he afflicts his slaves with hardships and misfortunes that drive them to repent and reform. Allah Almighty addresses this issue in this verse, which means, accept those who repent and do righteous work and openly declare the truth that they concealed. Such I will accept their repentance, and I am the oft returning, the most merciful. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most merciful, says, means, then he turned to them so that they might repent. In interpretation of this verse, scholars say that if Allah turns to his slaves first, he afflicts them with hardships and misfortunes that drive them to repent to him. But if slave turn to Allah, most merciful, with repentance out of his own free will first, and before being visited by hardships and misfortunes, Allah accept his repentance. Therefore, either you turn to Allah willingly, or he forces you to do and then accept you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns to his slave by afflicting him with hardships and misfortune that drive him to repent and reform, and then accepts his slave's repentance and enables him to abide by such repentance. For example, if someone invokes, O Lord, I repent to you, and I shall never commit this sin again, but he does not beseech the Lord to enable him to abide by his repentance, Allah may weaken his will, and he may fall in the same sin again. Therefore, repentance is perfect and complete only if it is accepted and man is able to abide by it. This is because if man repents of his sin and then commits it again, he loses balance and collapses. In other words, it is easier to commit a certain sin thousands of times before you repent than to commit it once after you have repented. This is because if you commit the same sin after having repented of it, you lose confidence in yourself and feel as if the way to Allah were blocked. However, the remarkable thing in this issue is Allah's words. It means, and Allah desires to accept your repentance, but those who follow their own lust wish that you should deviate tremendously away from the right path. To the same purpose, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, says, "Verily, Allah, the oft-returning, is more pleased with his slave's repentance than a lost person who finds his way, a barren person who has a baby, or a thirsty person who finds water." Once, an Arabian was riding a camel on which he had all his food and drink. He dismounted for a short rest, but the camel suddenly went away, and he believed that he was surely going to die in the desert. He sat down, crying sadly, and then fell asleep because he was very tired. But when he woke up, he was filled with joy when he found the camel standing beside him and cried out excitedly, "O Lord, I am your Lord, and you are my slave." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, says, "Allah is happier with this, with his slave's repentance, than that Arabian is with his camel." Allah, the oft-returning, desires that you turn to him with repentance. And when a disobedient slave turns to Allah with repentance, it is called out in the heavens, "Congratulate so-and-so, because he is reconciled with Allah." Allah desires to accept your repentance, but those who follow their own lusts wish that you should deviate tremendously away from the right path. If you sit with people who love this present world, or if you sit with people of this world, they all wish to make you like them, and they reassure you that nothing wrong will ever happen to you, and that they will bear all the consequences of your sins or misdeeds. They measure you that Allah is all-forgiving and most merciful. But listen to what Allah Almighty says, means, and Allah desires to accept your repentance, but those who follow their own lust wish that you should deviate tremendously away from the right path. You must respect and sanctify Allah's divine desire, for Allah, the oft-returning, really desires happiness and eternal bliss for you. Such profligate and disobedient people will inevitably suffer a lot in the end, although they might live in a big luxurious palaces and drive expensive cars or for some time. Righteous people will certainly be happy in the end, although they might not live in luxuries. The real winner is he who wins at the end. Imagine a luxurious, majestic palace, and imagine someone walking along a hard way to it because he is going to be its owner. And imagine someone driving the most expensive and beautiful cars in the world on his way to be executed. Whom do you think should we congratulate? The one walking on his feet or the one driving the most expensive car? Fools congratulate the one driving the car, but wise people congratulate the one walking on his feet. It is in that determine issues. Consider the following Quranic verses. Say, O Muhammad, enjoy your brief life, but your final destination will be in the hereafter. And remember, when Abraham said, my Lord, make this township Mecca a place of security and provide its people with fruits, such of them as believe in Allah and the last day. He, Allah, answered, as for him who disbelieves, I shall leave him incontinent for a while, but then I shall compel him to the torment of the fire, and worse indeed is such destination. You should not be deceived by the free disposal and efforts of the disbelievers throughout the land. It is but a brief enjoyment. Then their ultimate abode is hell, and worse indeed is that place for rest. Say, short is the enjoyment of this world, and hereafter is far better for him who fears Allah, and you shall be wrong none the least. And whatever you have been given is but enjoyment of the life of this present world, and the adornment before, and that which is with Allah is better and will remain forever. Have you then no sense? Is he whom we have promised an excellent promise, which he will find true? Like him whom we have made to enjoy the luxurious of the life of this world, then on the day of resurrection he will be among those summoned to be punished in the hellfire. Such are crystal clear facts. Allah's beautiful name, At-Tawwab, the oft-returning, means that he, most gracious, returns to his slaves with good things. Rain is one of the good things that Allah is oft-returning. Returns to us with air that we breathe. It's from Allah. The oft-returning, the organs of our body, which function regularly and properly, are of the great things that Allah, the oft-returning, returns to us with. Not only that, but also Allah has returned to us with his divine graces and favors in all places and times. This is the first meanings of Allah's divine name, At-Tawwab, the oft-forgiving. The second meaning, Allah's At-Tawwab, the oft-forgiving, is the sense that he afflicts his slaves with misfortunes in order to make them turn to him with repentance and reform. Notice this verse and the meanings. And if they believe you, Muhammad, say, your Lord is the owner of vast mercy, and never will his wrath be turned back from the people who are criminals. The meaning that Allah's divine mercy necessitates that his divine wrath should not be turned back from the people who are criminals. To make his point clear, let us have the following example. Imagine that a scholar has an intelligent but negligent and careless son. Therefore, every now and then, he reproaches him, beats him, treats him sternly, and follows up all his behavior and academic achievements until he becomes a doctor or successful person. And he starts his own successful work. He's very successful and earns lots of money. He will certainly invoke good for his father. May Allah will recompense my father for what he did for me. Unless he was stern with me, and unless he had beaten me or approached me, I would have never become a successful person. Another example of someone were irreligious and sinful, and therefore Allah afflicted him with hardship and misfortunes that forced him to turn to Allah with sincere repentance and faithful devotion. And hence he tasted sweetness of nearness to Allah, most merciful, and right guidance to him. He would certainly turn to the Lord and say, O Lord, praise to you for having afflicted me with such hardships and misfortunes. By the way, I would like to reassure those whom Allah has afflicted with some troubles and misfortunes, put all your trust in Allah Almighty. There will certainly come a time when He, glory to Him, unveils the secrets behind such hardships and misfortunes. And I am sure that you will abound in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. As long as your heart is still beating, the gate to repentance is still wide open. Hasten to the Lord's mercy, which is very near, for He is oft returning and accept your repentance. Then He turns to them so that they might repent. Means that Allah accepts the repentance of those who turn to Him, and He even helps them abide by such repentance. It is narrated that when Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, stood up on the night of Arafah, the holy night when pilgrims to Mecca are on the Mount of Arafah, to invoke and ask forgiveness for His people, Allah revealed to him, I have forgiven them only that which is between me and them, but I have not forgiven them injustice against one another. That is why Allah Most Merciful says, which means He will forgive you some of your sins for you. In other words, Allah forgives only things that are between you and Him, but rights of your other humans have to be redeemed. Everyone should settle accounts with himself very accurately as regards such issues. And it should be very clear that the happiest person is someone who is devoutly committed to Allah's religion and shows real obedience. However, this Quran verse provides great comfort and tranquility. Means, and whose whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great achievement. The following verse also provides honor and respect. Means, verily, the most honorable of you with Allah are those who are most pious and dutiful. Does not suffice the wrong that those who wrong them are disobedient to Allah Almighty? Once again, Allah is Tawwab, oft returning, in the sense that He does not deal with His slaves according to His justice, but rather He overwhelms them with His mercy. He follows up each and every step they make and each and everything they do. He corrects them and drives them to turn to Him whenever they go astray or deviate from His right path. A merciful, compassionate Father always calls His son to ask him about his academic achievements. It does not befit him to leave his son unheeded or neglected. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most merciful, is Tawwab, oft returning, in the sense that He entrusted you with the trust and equipped you with an intelligent mind. He embedded in you instinct and a pure original human nature, whereby you distinguish right from wrong, unlawful from unlawful. And He also provided you with His divine revelation and guidance, His religion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only oft returning, but also all wise. If His slave needs only a hint to turn to Him, there is no need for words. And if He needs only words to come to Him, there is no need for punishment. In other words, the more sensitive a person is, the more he understands his Lord. Some people need no hint to turn to Allah, that they turn to Him out of their own free will. Others need hints, reminders, punishments, public reproach, and even hard misfortunes and severe humiliation, torments. Wise people need no reminders or punishments. They understand by hints or on their own. Also, Allah Almighty is Tawwab, oft for returning, in the sense that He never leaves us neglected or unheeded. Nay, He really desires us to turn to Him. He created us in order to mercy us. He created us to make us happy in the present world and the hereafter. You should understand that it is wise to turn to Allah on your own or by a small hint. If you fail to understand Allah, He knows very well how to drive you back to Him. The foregoing facts are some meanings of Allah's beautiful divine names, Tawwab, the oft returning. We pray to Allah to turn to us with His infinite divine mercy. And we pray to Him to accept our repentance. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, says, if a disobedient slave turns to Allah with sincere repentance, it is called out in the heavens and the earth, congratulate so and so, for he has been reconciled with Allah. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر. اللهم ارحم موتانا، وبلغنا مما يرضيك آملنا، واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا، واستغفر الله لي ولكم، وأقم الصلاة.